I was reading on the BBC website earlier today an article entitled The Delicate Art of the Exit Interview, and the main question posed by the article was, when you have your exit interview, when you have said to the firm for which you work, I am resigning, many firms have the exit interview. You sit down with somebody from human resources, or as we fancifully call it here at Prime Media, the human capital person, and you have the exit you have the exit interview. Why are you leaving? So the question is, do you tell the truth? I mean, if the truth is that I'm leaving because I simply cannot stand the people with whom I work, I cannot stand the company culture, I think the managers are aggressive and unpleasant to the nth degree, do you tell that truth, if that is the truth? Or do you say, no, well, I got a better offer. I was really happy here, but my new job offers me much more opportunity for upward advancement and so on. Suki Goodman is a professor of organizational psychology at UCT. Suki, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Is there an obvious yes or no answer to that question? Or is it one of those, well, it depends?
Well, I think it does depend. I mean, in my personal opinion, I think the truth is definitely the ideal way to play it, especially if your experience has been less than positive. I think that how you tell the truth is potentially, you know, the more delicate area. And I also think that if HR is trusted to aggregate information up, they're not necessarily interested in individuals' experience because, you know, that's a complex and often kind of individualized. So, but if a number of people have exited from an organization or a department and the story has resonance and there are themes emerging out of that story, there's an opportunity then to potentially identify sites for intervention. So that's why I think the truth is important. And I think more and more organizations are wanting to hear feedback from staff and trying to find ways to elicit it. And if there's an opportunity to, yeah, as I say, aggregate that information so that when there's clearly a real problem, there's an opportunity and a mechanism to address it.
What would be the motivations for not telling the truth? Maybe you're somebody who doesn't like conflict. Maybe that's one of the reasons you're leaving, and it's just simpler to leave and pretend that everything was okay. Maybe you don't tell the truth because you fear that telling the truth might impact the recommendation letter that you might ask for from the company that you're leaving. I mean, what other reasons would there be for not telling the truth?
I think those are reasons. I think certain industries are pretty closed and leaky. So if somebody's been earmarked as a troublemaker, they might find it difficult. I'm not sure I actually buy that. But I think that other reasons are that, a reason is that organizations who have closed, punitive cultures that strip away people's feelings of being able to speak their truth and being heard in a way that is effective or productive and helpful, in those contexts, it might be difficult for people to tell the truth. So that, I mean, if you come from an organization where that level of honesty and communication isn't present in your day job, quite hard to then transition in an exit interview and spill your beans. So I think that it's really about the culture that's created, and certainly organizations who've created cultures where feedback is invited and handled in mature ways also create opportunities for people to communicate how they're feeling before they leave, and that's actually the ideal. So, I mean, most organizations want to retain the talent that they have because losing people is an extensive endeavor. So those organizations are trying to elicit feedback so they can do something about negative experiences in the here and now and not have to deal with the enormous expense of high turnover.
Yeah, WhatsApp in from a listener. It's a small world. Never ever burn bridges unless you totally move to a different industry. The truth, even when phrased appropriately, can be misconstrued. Then add office gossip to that, and it's a mess.
I mean, that's a hard reality. And I mean, truth selection interviews are supposed to be beyond that, and there are kind of like rules that govern the ethics of it. But as I say, many organizations, especially in closed knit communities or industries, are leaky. I think people are concerned about it.
Another one, I don't see the point of an exit interview. You're not going to be at the company anymore anyway, and if you give them the truth, what are they going to do with that feedback? You've sort of answered that if you sense that the information that you are supplying in your exit interview is going to be acted upon, and you're aware that other people have left for the same reasons, and you hope and perhaps think it's possible that the information might help to change the company culture, then give it. Otherwise, perhaps exit with a smile and a goodbye. Nice to have been with you. Yeah.
Well, I think the idea underlying an exit interview is about eliciting information that you wouldn't give, because you might be concerned about how that looks or how you manage upwards. So if an exit interview is going to serve the purpose that it was designed for, then it should be set up in such a way that the information will somehow be filtered back and be used productively. As a feedback loop. And I think it's also, people leave organizations for various reasons. Push factors, that's when you're really interested in the information. I suppose pull factors too. If you're losing good talent because your salaries aren't competitive or the culture isn't conducive to kind of a peaceful or happy, caring workplace, I mean, those are things that organizations want to know, we hope.
How ubiquitous or not ubiquitous is the exit interview in South Africa? If it's going to be done by an HR person, then the company is probably going to be of a certain size so that they have an HR department, not an HR department, then an HR officer. But is it something that most South African companies over a certain size, or most South African companies, no matter what the size, do as part of their practice?
Well, I think, HR professionals will recognize the value of it. And so I think organizations that have active HR departments with resources will definitely be doing them. And they'll do them in different ways. So there's the exit interview, but some organizations might have an exit survey. So it might not be the one-on-one, but there might be other opportunities to generate the data.
And clearly there is something going on with breathing and speaking. So we will exit this interview and we'll tell everybody that it was a really, really good one. And thank you very much, Professor Sukie Goodman, who is a professor of organizational psychology at UCT.